Despite Scott's claim otherwise, Deal insists Georgia had been negotiating in good faith until last year, when Florida, he says, suddenly went silent.
Well, it's regrettable. I still stand ready to talk with him and with his team, as we have done in the past. We felt like we were making significant progress.
Scott argues downstream communities on Florida's panhandle, particularly the state's struggling oyster industry, have been victim to Georgia's overuse of Lake Lanier and the Chattahoochee River. He said Florida would take its case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Governor Deal says a broader settlement aimed at ending the decades-long water war between Georgia, Florida, and Alabama had been close, though he declined to elaborate on the proposal's details.
It was a comprehensive framework. There were some portions of it that still were left to be negotiated, but it was a significant step toward a final resolution. At least we felt so and still believe so.
Deal suspects the lawsuit threat has to do with Governor Scott's 2014 reelection bid.
I hope that this is not politics. I hope that it is something beyond just the mere fact that we are approaching an election season.
Atlanta Regional Commission water expert Catherine Zitch feels for Florida's oystermen, but says Metro Atlanta has one of the nation's most aggressive water conservation programs.
From 2000 to 2010, water consumption across Metro Atlanta has decreased by over 20%, while population has increased by that same amount. So we certainly understand our need to do our part.
Governor Scott has previously stated overfishing and drought helped deplete Florida's oyster beds. But Tuesday, Scott focused on Georgia, saying its unchecked water consumption is threatening the panhandle's economic future. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.